good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me specifically is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. And we would be delighted to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call for this morning. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. And when I'm a substitute teacher by trade. Well, actually a teacher by trade, but a substitute teacher currently. And I have a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back more than four decades. Partially because I had grandparents that had heart disease and diabetes, and I knew I didn't want to have those health challenges as I got older because I saw what it did to them, and it did not make me feel very comfortable. So I've done many things over the years. And about 14 years ago, the TR90 program came out. Its immediate predecessor was the R90, which R90 was, you know, it was okay. Worked really well for some people, not so much for me. But when they put the supplements with the exercise and meal plan all together, that really worked for me. In about 6 months, I was able to drop 20 body inches. So that's why it's really important to take those measurements. But I did not lose an ounce, partially because I was already exercising for the 4.5 hours a week. And I maintained my muscle mass, but I actually lost body fat. So when we say, you know, the scales don't tell the whole story, do keep that in mind. The scales really do not tell the whole story. And I actually lost several dress sizes when I dropped those 20 body inches. So just keep that in mind. So when you're first starting out with the TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. They do not have to be animal proteins. They can be plant proteins. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're like me, and about 35 to 40% of the time, I was not able to do that. Take them with your meals. They will still work. Maybe not as super effectively as they would if you could take them beforehand, but they will still work. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, your micronutrients, and your fiber. And macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals contained within those fresh fruits and vegetables. And fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety. The other way that fiber helps is with good digestive health. And for that, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, and that exercise can be whatever you desire it to be. It could be dancing, swimming, house cleaning, running up and down stairs, whatever gets you excited, up and moving. That is the important part. And if you're exercising, you can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever fits your lifestyle. Because this is a lifestyle change. It is something that you're going to be doing and doing for the rest of your life because you want to stay healthy. And if you're doing all that exercise, well, you're going to think about hydration and what your hydration level is. Baseline to start out is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, and then you bump it up from there depending on how active you are and how heavily you're exercising. Hydration is really important. It helps keep your skin tone. It clears out toxins. It does a number of things. And the last thing is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sleep actually sets your brain up for making good decisions the next 2 or 3 days, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a wealth of things at the various stages of sleep. So getting that good quality sleep is really important. And everything that I've seen over the last 15, 16 years actually dovetails right in with making sure you get that sleep, because it really does a wealth of things. So today's information, which is mostly is recipes and their main dish recipes. It's coming out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. Fuhrman. He's a medical doctor, and he has an Eat to Live plan that many of the things that he espouses actually are right in line with the TR90 program. However, I know that if you're like me, you're always looking for new recipes, something to spark your interest, tantalize your taste buds. Well, hopefully some of these will perhaps do that. So, no pasta vegetable lasagna. This serves eight. For the lasagna, quote-unquote, noodles, you have 2 large eggplants that are sliced lengthwise in quarter-inch thick planks, 3 small zucchinis that are sliced lengthwise as thinly as possible, and 3 small yellow squash that are also sliced lengthwise as thinly as possible. For the tofu ricotta, and ricotta is in quotes, 16 ounces of silken tofu, 1 small onion cut into quarters, 4 cloves of garlic cut in half, and 1/2 cup of fresh basil leaves, 1 1/4 pounds of firm tofu, squeezed dry and crumbled. So you've got 2 different types of tofu in this quote-unquote ricotta. 1/4 cup of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no-salt seasoning, 2 tablespoons of dried Italian seasoning, and 1 cup of grated non-dairy mozzarella cheese. For your vegetables, that's going to be 2 heads of broccoli coarsely chopped, 4 cups of sliced mixed fresh mushrooms. That they could be, he recommends shiitake, cremini, and oyster, but it could be any type of mushrooms you want. 4 medium bell peppers, yellow, red, and or orange that are seeded and chopped. 7 ounces of baby spinach. 3 cups of low or no salt added pasta sauce that has been divided, and shredded fresh basil for garnish. So, to make the lasagna noodles, preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Wipe the baking pan with a small amount of olive oil. Place the eggplant, the zucchini, and the yellow squash in the pan and bake for 10 minutes or until flexible but not completely cooked. Work in batches if necessary. Set those aside. While the noodles, quote-unquote, are baking, make the tofu, quote-unquote, ricotta by pureeing the silken tofu, the onion, the garlic in a food processor or a high-powered blender. Add the basil leaves and pulse to coarsely chop. Transfer to a medium bowl and mix in the crumbled firm tofu. Add the veggie zest, the Italian seasoning, and the grated cheese and set aside. And by the way, that is the non-dairy mozzarella cheese. To prepare the vegetables, you're going to saute your broccoli, your mushrooms, your bell peppers, and your spinach without water over low heat for 5 minutes, just until tender. To assemble the lasagna, Spread a thin layer of pasta sauce on the bottom of a baking dish. Layer your eggplant slices, your sautéed vegetables, your yellow squash slices, your zucchini slices, your tofu ricotta. Then spread pasta sauce. Repeat the layer, ending with the tofu ricotta, and spread the remaining pasta sauce on top and bake at 350, uncovered for 1 hour, or until hot and bubbly, and garnish with the shredded basil. So our next recipe this morning is a pita stuffed with greens and Russian fig dressing. This serves one. Take several leaves of kale, Swiss chard, or mustard greens, tough stems removed, 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice, a dash of garlic powder, 3 tablespoons of no salt added or low sodium pasta sauce, 1 tablespoon of raw almond butter, 1 tablespoon of Dr. Furman's black vinegar, black fig vinegar. You could probably use the other one I might use with this might be the balsamic vinegar. 1 whole grain pita, 2 thin slices of red onion, and a sliced tomato. Steam the greens until tender, which is about 15 minutes. Sprinkle with the lemon juice, garlic powder, and let it cool. Blend the pasta sauce, the almond butter, and the vinegar in a food processor or high-powered blender until smooth. Stuff the pita with the greens, the red onion, and the tomato, and top with the dressing. Or you could do any dressing that actually floats your boat that will work. And I think I might have time for just one more recipe this morning. Portobello red pepper pita. This serves 4 large portobello mushroom stems removed, 1/2 large red onion thinly sliced, 4 whole wheat pitas, 2 cups of arugula leaves, 2 medium roasted red peppers from a jar, seeded and cut into 1/2-inch thick slices. For your tahini spread, 3/4 cup of raw tahini, 1/2 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 1 medjool date or 2 deglet nor dates, pitted and chopped, 1 clove of garlic that has been chopped, 1 tablespoon of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning. I like to get mine from Penzies. 1 teaspoon of Bragg liquid aminos or low sodium soy sauce. You preheat the oven to 375, arrange the mushrooms and the onion on a baking sheet, roast until tender about 15 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, make the tahini spread by mixing all of the ingredients together in a food processor or high-powered blender until creamy. When the mushrooms and onions are done, split the pitas in 1/2 horizontally, warm slightly, and spread generous amounts of the tahini spread on top 1/2 of each pita. Place 1/2 cup of arugula, 1 mushroom cap, pat dry with paper towels to absorb any excess liquid, and 1/4 of the onion and roasted bell peppers on the bottom 1/2 of each pita. Assemble the sandwiches. So there we are. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for March 25th, 2024, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments as soon as I get us off of mute. If you're one of the shy people and would rather send me a text, you can definitely do that to 503-502-4863, and I would be delighted to help you if at all possible. Make it a great day, and we were thrilled to have you along with us. We'll have Frank up tomorrow, and I'll be back on Wednesday with lovely recipes. So there we have it, my friends. A couple of recipes to tantalize your taste bud: portobello red pepper pita, pita stuffed greens with Russian dressing, and your no pasta vegetable lasagna. Hope you found that of interest to you. Thrilled to have you along with us. And if there's no thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release us.